Chapter 34. Just One Puff. The idea of just one more puff is the undoing of many smokers who try to stop by the willpower method. They'll go through 3 or 4 days and then have the odd cigarette or puff or two to tide them over. They don't realize the devastating effect this has on their morale. For most smokers, that first puff doesn't taste good, and this gives their conscious minds a boost. They think, good, that wasn't enjoyable. I'm losing the urge to smoke. In fact, the reverse is the case. Get it clear in your mind. Cigarettes never were enjoyable. Enjoyment wasn't the reason why you smoked. If smokers smoked for enjoyment, they'd never smoke more than one cigarette. The only reason you smoked was to feed that little monster. Just think, you've starved him for 4 days. How precious that one cigarette or just the puff must have been to him. You're not aware of it in your conscious mind, but the fix your body received will be communicated to your subconscious mind and all your sound preparation will be undermined. There'll be a little voice at the back of your mind saying, in spite of all the logic, cigarettes are precious. I want another one. That little puff has two damaging effects. One, it keeps the little monster alive in your body, and two, what's worse, it keeps the big monster alive in your mind. If you had the last puff, it will be easier to have the next one. Remember, just one cigarette is how people get into smoking in the first place.